Yo, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of Unleash Your Potential, the show where we dive into what it takes to break through the barriers and truly become the best version of ourselves. I'm your host, Michael Bush, and I'm thrilled you've decided to join me for the second episode. We started off strong talking about setting goals and understanding our inner drive. Today we're going to tackle a topic that's often considered taboo, yet is crucial for overall well-being, dealing with mental health illness, and the power of being open and honest about it, despite the fear of being judged. Mental health is an integral part of our lives. It influences our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and affects how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. It's just as important as physical health, but sadly, it's often overlooked or sidelined due to the stigma and fear of judgment. So why should we talk about mental health? Because silence can be a barrier that prevents healing. By being open about our struggles, we can create a supportive community and find the help that we need to navigate through tough times. But I understand it's not always easy. There's a vulnerability that comes with sharing personal battles, and that can be intimidating. The fear of being judged is a powerful force that keeps many of us from opening up about mental health issues. The truth is, judgment is often a reflection of the other person's insecurities and misconceptions, not a true evaluation of who you are or what you're experiencing. So, how do we overcome this fear? It starts with self-compassion. Recognize that you're not alone in your struggles. Many people, some whom you might never expect, are fighting similar battles. When you open up, you give the others permission to do the same, creating a ripple effect of honesty and support. Now, to really dive into this, I want to share my true experience with mental health and the journey toward openness. And it's not easy to talk about this stuff, but I think it's very important. So now, let me tell you a little bit about my experience with mental health and how I've learned to be more open about it. I've struggled with anxiety and depression for most of my childhood and all of my adult life. For years, I kept it to myself and continued to put on a fake smile, but inside I felt like crap, which led to me starting to self-medicate with alcohol, which only made things worse. I was really worried about what people thought and said about me. I was also scared they'd see me as weak or unstable, and at times I really was. The silence and me keeping everything bottled up was suffocating. I was living in denial. It wasn't until I started group counseling and listened to other people opening up about their struggles, addictions, and fears that gave me hope and the courage to start talking about my life, and it honestly felt like a weight had been lifted off of my shoulders, because I saw that I wasn't alone and started trying some of the coping mechanisms and learned to focus on the triggers, whether it be certain topics, certain people, and certain environments that made me feel the way I was feeling. I started to see my mental health as just another part of me, not something to be ashamed of. By me being honest and true to myself, I started to see and feel a lot better. Through continued counseling, I found a community of people who understood what I was going through, and together we became each other's biggest supporters. I was always a God-fearing man, and once I began to get closer to God and strengthening my faith by truly believing and leaning more on God to order my steps and just releasing all of my burdens and fears, ultimately allowing God to fight those battles. Like they say, I had to let go and let God. Finally, remember, silence can sometimes be our worst enemy. Alcohol and self-medicating only adds another weight on your shoulders that will cost you later down the line. Trust me, I know from experience. Believe in yourself and your ability to overcome. We are all survivors, and we all have testimonies. Like I always say, the time is now. Thank you for joining me on this journey to talk about mental health. not letting it control our lives. Remember, the time is now. Tune in next time as we dive deeper into the mindset and strategies for personal growth and overcoming whatever is trying to derail us and compromise our happiness. Again, this is Michael Bush signing off. Until next time, stay motivated and keep unleashing your potential.